As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All aboard!
We play. That's what we do. We don't talk, we play. You come to Foxborough, it's going to be snowing, it's going to be cold. Come on in here. You want to say all you want? You want to change the rules? Change them. We still play, and we win. That's what we do.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. And though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind, except to see not to.
Oh my goodness, it is the Malcolm Go podcast. Are they beta testing? Are we beta testing audio and visual? This is
early stages,
really. KP's his fucking lips don't even match up. It's like it with his audio. It's very fun for me. I'm having a blast messing around with this OBS. That was Colin Baton Rouge, by the way, by your Chris Gaines. So he's a good singer, classic. I'm still fucking around trying to figure out how to do any of this. I'm on OBS Studios. I got Audio Hijack running. I have the lights off in my basement. The lighting, you could see above me. Maybe you can't. There's fucking, you know, lights. What do you call them? LED lights. They were blinding the camera. There was no way around it. So I am sitting at a bar with a fucking flashlight in front of me. You just see it. It's a fucking, look at. That's how professional this is.
You're like a TikToker.
It's not a ring light. It's a fucking Energizer, the camping light. I have got nothing. I'm holding the microphone. I'm losing my mind slowly. I mean, I think this is going decently well already.
I mean, I hear you well. Nobody else might hear this, but I hear you well.
That's all you need. I mean, I feel like this is really a beta test until we get to the nitty gritty, where we're going to be like, hopefully having, I mean, you got the music already, but I'll be able to do my soundboards. You'll be able to get video. I'll be able to look, if I could do it real quick, I could pop in like right here in the middle. You can't see it, I don't think. Probably not, but I could pop in videos right here in the center. I mean, we'll be fucking cooking with gas. I mean,
you have your number 33 ranked New England podcast by a very, very
haters
real
forget
website.
That. There's, I mean, how many podcasts do you think there are in New England? I mean, if you had to guess, thousands,
unlimited, million. I bet there's 100,000
to be named number 33 by a outfit that I've never heard of. I mean, is. Out of 133 out of 100 by some company that is probably trying to get me to pay them for some reason. I mean, out of this world. I mean, it's basically, I mean, it's pay for play. I'll take it. I mean, put me at number one. I'll start sending them checks, guaranteed.
If we get top 10, I might start forking out some money here.
I mean, I'd love to be. I mean, I want to catch up to Greg Bedard. We already were ahead of the Lizard, the Catch 22 podcast. I don't know if they're ranking
it. That guy's never played a sport. I mean, you're looking at me on video right now. I played sports.
I mean, look at you. You look like fucking Maverick. Of course you do.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm trying to hide my identity. We use my government name on this podcast, but I'm trying to hide my identity here.
Yeah, it's fine. Everyone, that's like the least common initialed fucking names too, by the way. There's like, yeah. I mean, there's no other way. I mean, there's you search that name. I mean, it's coming up 10 out of 10 times. There's nothing else. Nobody else is named KP in the planet.
That's why I don't have, that's why I use the podcast as my burner.
That's fine. No, listen, I'm not here to rat. This thing's going on Patreon and possibly YouTube tomorrow. We'll see if we can get some hits. I mean, the audio is the big thing for me. And the audio sounded elite. I mean, we got everything I want right now. I mean,
We need to talk about Ty. Towers had like the craziest 10-day run for an adult man with children.
Thought he was on vacation with his kids in Florida, and then all of a sudden he was in Texas at like a, not even an MLS game, a like tier two Austin, like the team that Matthew McConaughey owns.
Yeah,
Austin FC. They play like, that's like high school. That's like not even a step above college, I don't think.
I'm not really certain. And then he was at the Celtics game last night. I mean, who is this guy?
I mean, the kid lives a life of a golden child. I mean, he lives a very fancy lifestyle. He lives in Salem, as we all know.
Go ahead and Google his name too while you're at it.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, he's not going to pop on. He's nervous. Unfortunately, we won't have the snake tonight. He's been in a scuffle. I mean, this kid has had himself a run in the last week and a half. He just sends pictures to the group chat of
broken nose.
Yeah, last week was a broken nose. Some female roughed him up. He's fucking getting beat up in Western Mass like a buffoon. This kid could not want to be a police officer less, and he just keeps getting beat up.
He's called me like three times, but like, I'm joining the fire department. I just can't do
this. He left Saugus to go to Western Mass. He's like, I just need a more calm town. I need something, you know, Saugus is like, it's not dangerous, but it's got the highway, so like it's wild at night. You know, there'll always be like car accidents and crashing and shit like that. And, you know, you'll get the odd break-in and stabbing and shooting, but that happens very rarely. He's like, I'm just going to go out to the country. I'm going to take a pay cut. You know, it's going to go real well. We're going to go there and just hang out in the woods. I'll be able to sleep in my cruiser. The kid's been beat up like six times since he's been on the force.
I couldn't believe. I was living up there, and I mean, his whole shift, we would just watch Yellowstone. Yeah. He would leave the car running in the driveway. We would watch Yellowstone, and he'd be like, hold on. And he'd be like, I'm not going to that.
I don't think we're talking out of school to say that since he's no longer employed, that he would come over and he'd have a cocktail or two with me watching the Patriots game.
Yeah. He's not employed there anymore. I went on a ride. He got a call about an alarm going off. He was like, you want to go? I was like,
you didn't do a ride along.
Yeah, I did a little ride along. He's like, this is legal.
Do you have headphones? What do you, are you hearing my audio through your computer?
You're on my phone.
Oh, okay, that's why. Because I'm getting a little feedback here.
Is it better now? It's probably because I had it held down.
That probably is. You lead the league in worst audio. So I mean,
yeah, but I mean, that's all right. I'm from the South. People think I'm dumb for that reason.
Know it. But anyway, we're gonna go. So I should probably look at the camera at some point, but now I'm getting blinded by my flashlight light. This is the fucking most hack podcast of all time. I can't believe it.
No, I'm on it. I'm also on we'll talk about Edelman in a minute, but Bill, can we talk about it just a little more? I mean, this is getting worse, dude. It's getting worse.
I mean they came up with a new thing like every week. It was like every day. They had one the other day that like she forced herself into the Ben Affleck commercial.
Yeah, that's a good one. And then share her real estate portfolio is like $9 million.
I think we talked about that last year. I mean, that's clearly. I mean, her mom owns a sex toy dungeon in.
She's got Bill. She's
in Provincetown, which is. Dodge, I mean, dude. What kind of sex toys you need over in Provincetown? I mean, you got your own sex toys in Provincetown. I don't know. Like, he bought her a house in Dorchester. I mean, I don't know. There's like four houses on there. I mean, not that Dorchester. I mean, Dorchester houses are expensive, but I mean, I wouldn't want to own it. I mean,
no, just, man. I'm sure the spot they got in Chapel Hill probably got themselves a nice penthouse down there.
Oh, forget it. I mean, the amount of, I mean, his big Nantucket money moving down to Chapel Hill. How far do you think that goes? I mean, he must have acreage down there. Probably a horse farm, tobacco.
He probably has a boy or two working for him. In case you're curious,
he's get the. Excuse me. Where's the stable boy? Get him in here.
Yeah. He's got a couple fellas.
Yeah, he fucking bangs his girlfriend because he can't do it, so he has to be the bull. He's the bull. Bill has to get into the North Carolina. He's probably got a North Carolina, like, booster, like, you know what I mean? Like a North Carolina, like, booster's leather seat, like a metal chair with a leather seat and a leather back. It's in the corner of the room, and he calls it his North Carolina cuck chair. It's in the corner.
What do you think Michael Jordan thinks about all this?
I think Michael Jordan is pretty much, he probably doesn't pay too much attention, I would think, to North Carolina football. And that guy's got so much money. I don't really think he gives a fuck about much of anything.
He's a Billy. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, he's
Billy.
And he's like the most famous athlete of all time. Definitely living. So, I mean, they probably just ask him for money. And he's like, all right, here.
No, hold on. I think Tiger Woods is probably more famous.
Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan has been like deified in the entire world. Like, you can't even attempt to it. Like, Tom Brady gets like everyone know like acknowledges that he's the greatest of all time now, but if a guy has a good good 3 games, like it'd be 3-0, like they start talking about it on ESPN, like, I don't know, he might have caught Brady. I mean, if you even think about Michael, like, there's people that are 11, 12 years old that are like, oh, Michael Jordan's the greatest basketball player of all time, never seen him. I mean, the fucking guy retired in like 2000. He was playing for the Wizards. It's not like, I mean, you just can't even accept it. I mean, everyone just accepts that he was the greatest of all time.
I mean, I don't know. I think Tiger, dude, Tiger is worldwide. Golf is.
I get that golf, basketball's worldwide too. Hockey, yeah, but Tiger's fighting, like boxing is.
Yeah, Tiger's got the Asian descent, though. That's a big deal.
That is a big deal. I'll give you that. That is a big deal. I mean, like, Yao Ming was, what I'm saying, but like, everybody on planet Earth, African tribes, too, know who Michael Jordan is. I don't think that's the same for Tiger Woods. I don't pay attention to golf. I knew who Tiger Woods was, but I couldn't name you the second best golfer.
Yeah, I mean, Jack Nicklaus, you certainly could, but that's okay. We'll pretend that.
I wasn't going to say that. Like, if you asked me the second best golfer, I would have said Arnold Palmer.
We need, because you like to drink, we need to directly get into, just talk about your Vinatieri thing. I'm just going to listen.
Listen, before I get into this, congratulations, Julian Edelman, being put into the Patriots Hall of Fame, where he belongs, rightfully. He should be a first ballot Hall of Famer. The big thing with me is you cannot go in above Vinatieri, and you got to put headphones in while I rant, because I am getting so much echo. So anyway, and now as you look at wow, those fancy beams. Look at this kid's fucking living large in Charleston now. Look at him. He put this motherfucker on Southern Charm here pretty soon. Anyway, yeah. So my big thing is you of course can put him in ahead of Mankins, because Mankins he could also be a first ballot guy, but he was in that weird area where he was drafted in 05 and traded before 2014. So he missed. Can you imagine that? To be drafted the year after they won their third Super Bowl, and then be traded the year they won their fourth Super Bowl. And you played fucking a decade, by the way. Like, it wasn't like you were on the team 3 years and they traded you, or they cut you after 4 years. You played an above-average length career and were traded, and then still played a couple years and missed all the rest of the Super Bowls. Like, if he took a pay cut, they don't have Tim White, or Tim, I think it was Tim White, touchdown Tim Wright with an R. And they don't have him, but Logan Mankins goes on a run of three Super Bowls. But anyway, my main thing is you can't put him in against Vinatieri over Vinatieri, and this is just recency bias to a T. Do we lose Kenneth? We might have lost Kenneth. That's okay. He'll show back up here shortly. He's on the black screen for some random reason. There he is. Oh, nice. Love that for you. Go full screen like a gentleman. So, my big thing is, sure, There's nobody that's alive that was fucking basically, if you were born after 9/11, like, you really have barely any recollection of Anna Vinatieri, and you definitely have zero recollection of all his most important moments. But you do not have the first, like, the magic start of the dynasty without Anna Vinatieri. I mean, I argued about it on Reddit today. Reddit, obviously, an internet company where people are on the internet and spend most of their time on Reddit. So these people are arguing, like, what is the greatest Patriots play of all time? And they put up pictures, and it's like the Julian Edelman catch, 10 out of 10. Malcolm Butler interception, 10 out of 10. And then they have, like, you know, like a Hightower strip sack in a Super Bowl, also great. But there wasn't even a play pre-2014, I don't think. I don't think there was even a play from the Seahawks Super Bowl on that Reddit. I'm like, okay, the greatest Patriots play, single play of all time, as KP tries to readjust his screen, is the snowball kick. It's the single greatest football play in history. It's certainly in New England, an outdoor football kick in a blizzard to tie the game from 40 yards out with like 30-mile-an-hour winds. Snow's falling at like an inch every 20 minutes. They're clearing off the field. You can't even see the ball as it's in the air. I mean, to tie the game, and then, of course, later on to win the game in overtime, it's the greatest football play, you know, in playoff history, in Patriots playoff history. It's the greatest kick in history. And then
Be careful. Be careful. I mean,
greatest kick in history. Facts.
The greatest kick in history. I'll go. Greatest play in Patriots playoff history might be crazy.
It might be, but it's certainly top three. I mean, the Malcolm Butler interception to win the Super Bowl is probably the only thing I'd put above it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you put above it is the interception.
The Edelman catch. No,
I don't even put that there.
The Edelman catch against Atlanta?
No, I don't even put that up. Above the Vinatieri kick? No, absolutely not. That didn't win you anything.
The Butler catch is the greatest. The pick is the greatest play in Patriots history.
I agree. That is the greatest single play in Patriots playoff and regular
season. The kick might be the most impressive play in history.
No, it is the most important play and the greatest play, single play in history. It's a perfect snap from Lonnie Paxton. It's blocked. I mean, 10 out of 10 times that's either blocked or, you know, completely blown. I mean, that's a 1 out of a billion kick made in the most, you know, that's not a regular season game. That's to go to the AFC Championship game. You're an underdog against an elite Oakland Raiders team. And, you know, he makes a kick impossible standards. I mean, John Madden, like 3 weeks later, said it was the greatest kick he's ever seen. And this is a second before he kicks the game winner in the Super Bowl, which, again, I don't even think had been done to that point. He did it twice. So, again,
I mean, he's the best. I mean, is he the best in Patriots history, though?
Clutch-wise.
I mean, clutch-wise, certainly. He's probably the most clutch kicker of all time. But
he is the most clutch kicker. No one else has had even that opportunity. I mean, he did it two times.
How do you figure,
he misses that kick. How many quarterbacks in NFL history have had runs of, like, I don't know, going like, you know, they're a backup quarterback, but they come in, they go 10, I don't even know what Tom Brady went that year. Maybe like he lost like three games, whatever. Yeah. It was like, so he probably went like 10-3 or something like that before, you know, they lost a game to the Dolphins, and then they went on a huge run where they won like 10 straight to win the Super Bowl. So you lose in the divisional round. I mean, I don't think Bill Belichick's making that call to trade Bledsoe right off the bat. You're not trading your $100 million quarterback because a backup got you almost to a victory in the divisional round. So
yeah, I mean, we're getting into some crazy shit.
It changes the course of history if he doesn't make that kick, is what I'm saying.
I like that. That's
what it is.
Worked out the way it did. I like that it worked out the way it
did. I agree, but this is the whole point I'm making. It's people don't understand everything that's happened because of that. The butterfly effect of the Adam Vinatieri snowball kick is, I mean, astronomical. You're talking Brady has to compete with Bledsoe in the spring just to, you know, even play or be the backup or try and overtake him. And, you know, Belichick probably loves him, wants to keep him because you knew that he loved him. And then there's going to Kraft's going to have to step in and say, I don't know, I'm paying this guy $100 million. Brady didn't get it done. What's the difference? Like, Bledsoe has the higher upside. This guy was a six-round pick. Who cares? I just think, I mean, those kicks alone, I mean, he had a lot of game-winning kicks. And sure, he kind of like, he jilted the team and went to the biggest rival. But, like, that was after he was franchised twice. He was also on the team for, like, 12 years at that point.
I agree with what you're saying in that they shouldn't have been on there together. But if they are on there together, one of those two guys would die for the New England Patriots. The other one walked away.
Mankins held out more than once, and they traded him. He held out halfway through an entire season once.
Yeah, okay, I get what you're saying, but I'm saying what I'm getting at is they were on the ballot together, and Julian Edelman would die for the New England Patriots.
I agree. I mean, Julian Edelman might as well be a North Shore guy. I'm telling you.
That's
he's like
he's from Saugus.
He might as well be from Saugus. He's ready to fight and die for the team. As much as me, like he's like, if I had any speed, athletic ability whatsoever, he would be me. I mean, that guy is not – he's from the Bay Area in California, and he adopted Boston as his home. Like, he – to the point where he almost has an accent.
He had to be first ballot. Like, it didn't matter.
It's hard, though.
Unless he's going against Brady's first ballot.
Yeah, I get it. But he's a three – it just made too much sense. He's a three – I mean, Vinatieri is a three Super Bowl guy, just like Edelman. He had the biggest plays in Patriots history up until they won Julian Edelman's first. Best kicker in history. He's going to go in the Hall of Fame as a fucking number one. He's going to go in the NFL Hall of Fame before the Patriots Hall of Fame, which is, like, insane, right? Like, it's harder to get into the Patriots Hall of Fame on a first ballot than the NFL Hall of Fame now. And I'll get into that in a minute. But, like, it's based – I mean, it's just – to me, it's the further – the longer you get down the road kicking the can of these players, history is going to, like, just be forgotten. People don't care about it anymore, football fans.
We do not forget history in this country.
Dude, that's all they do is knock over statues. Listen, I tell you right now, is they take statues down. If there was an Adam Vinatieri statue, they'd knock it over and put up a George Floyd right away. I'm just saying.
As we need more stand-up gentlemen like Mr. Floyd.
Yeah, listen.
Did a lot.
All due respect. The point I'm making is, like, NFL fans and online balloting, all this shit goes together. Like, nobody is going, no 70-year-old, my dad's 60, so, you know, 65, whatever he is. He's not going on the internet to vote for Adam Vinatieri to be in the Patriots Hall of Fame. Like, the NFL, the fan vote can't be 100. It cannot be 100% of it. You know what I mean? Is what I'm saying. The Patriots thing is so fucked up.
But, I mean, it was just – I get where you're coming from. Vinatieri should be first ballot. Edelman has to be first ballot.
Both could. And Mankins could be, too. The major point, the whole thing about it is, like, the Kraft forced Parcells down our throat this year. So you're getting Bill Parcells into the Hall of Fame. Who brought Vinatieri into the NFL in the first place? Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells would have great stories about him. They would have a great, dual induction. It just made sense that it would be Vinatieri. I mean, apparently, Kraft can work whatever he wants to do as we lose KP again in his black screen. But, I mean, he can just pick Bill Parcells out of nowhere, put him in. You know, Tom Brady gets to go in, no rules. I mean, not that I'm complaining about that. That just makes the most sense. But I'm saying, like, to the point where, I mean, if we're going to do this, like, just put guys that deserve it in, especially if their last Patriot play was over 20 years ago. I mean, there's no reason Adam Vinatieri should have to wait a year. I mean, this should be a player induction. If Vinatieri lost, which he did, then he should be inducted anyway. Like, no one's...
You should do it, like, 2 months later. Like, all right. We were kidding.
It's ridiculous. You've got... I mean, you're putting in one player a year after a 25-year run of Super Bowls. Like, an unprecedented NFL run. So you've got...
You should be celebrating as much of that as you can right now while people remember it.
Dude, you're going to be inducting players from 2007 in 2040. Like, there's going to be... Mm-hmm. You're going to, if Kyle Williams, the receiver they just drafted, has an all-pro career of 10 years, is retired for 5 years, he's going to be on a ballot with Dante Hightower and fucking Randy Moss. And you're going to be like, oh, well, Kyle Williams deserves to go in. He was just great. You know what I mean? That's the problem with the thing, the system. Like, maybe there's got to be a, like, an NFL or a baseball system where it's a percentage base. But I don't know. I don't know how you can do that. I mean, it's, couldn't even do it. I mean, you'd have to put it.
There's no way. There's no good way.
There is no good way. I mean, it's got to be like media vote, and
it's going to be really tough.
You can only vote one time or something. It's something. You're going to have to start and like. I think I put up a list on Twitter of like 11 no doubt slam dunk should be first season guys: Gronkowski, Slater, Goskowski, Welker. I mean, there's like. I mean, obviously, Brady went in already. You had, I'm trying to think off the top of my head, like people that should have been. I wrote a whole list, but it was insane who it was. Like, I'm going to get to my list. I'm going to say, just run it down for you. Of like, we're going to be literally in 2035 having arguments about why nobody should be in the Hall of Fame because, like Chandler Jones didn't even get on the ballot yet. You know what I mean? It's like, just where's my fucking list? I wrote a whole list, goddammit. Here it is.
You gotta get Dietrich Wise in there. We need a Hall.
So here's the guys that should be voted in. Locke should never even have to sit on a ballot ever, right? Belichick, obviously. Devin McCourty, obviously. Hightower, Gronkowski. Mankins, he's already lost one. Vinatieri, already lost one. Slater, Welker, Gostkowski. And I guarantee you, Bob Kraft is going to slide himself in there soon. Or the minute he steps down... So that's fucking 10 guys right there. You know, they're going to slide themselves in. Jonathan will probably put in Bob the minute he dies or they steps away or goes into fucking the old folks home. Then you get guys that could wait but should be locks, right? James White, Gilmore, Joe Tooney, David Andrews, Patrick Chung, Dan Copen. Nobody would even remember him or think about him. Malcolm Butler himself. Best play in Patriots history. Deion Branch, Lawyer Malloy. That's nine more. That's 19 years of waiting. Okay, and then a guy that could win on like any ballot, if you put him on, Moss, Ben Watson, Larry Izzo, Gerard Mayo. Disgusting. He should be not even allowed on the ballot just based off his coaching
career. If Gerard Mayo makes the Patriots Hall of Fame, that might...
I don't think he would.
I'm going to be on a new team, Sir Terry.
He was a good player for a while. Ninkovich certainly has a say. Amendola. How about LeGarrette Blount, Marcus Cannon, another guys? Like, any of those guys could easily get in a lean year. Then you got guys that are still, like, worth even being on the ballot. Roman Pfeiffer, Jamie Collins, Kyle Van Noy, Daron Harmon, James Sanders, Logan Ryan, Corey Dillon. Short career, but another seven, that's another 14 years. You're fucking into 20.
You're saying some crazy names that need to be in the Patriot, the team's Hall of Fame, Tony.
These are good players. Logan Ryan was a great Patriots corner.
People aren't going to know. They need to put Slater in now because in 15 years, kids aren't going to know who he was.
Or care. Like Larry Izzo was exactly like Matt Slater. I guarantee if I went up to any 20-year-old right now, I said, "Who's Larry Izzo?" They had no fucking idea. They would think he was from East Boston. He's like, it's just some guy.
Think he was that weird tight end we had like 2 years ago.
No, they would just say, "Is that the kid that sells fucking lug nuts at Home Depot?" Yes, it is. They have no idea, and you're never going. And it makes, I don't know. They just got to do more than one a year at this pace. Like they're worthy. If you're worthy enough to be in. Put him in, like.
Well, you had the greatest dynasty in sports history. You gotta expedite a little bit and get through that. Because now you get to these 5 years. There's nobody that deserves to be besides like McCourty who stuck around and like.
Dude, there's 10 guys I just listed that are. I mean, now next year, like Rob Gronkowski's be on the list, right? So you're going to have Rob Gronkowski and you know,
Vinatieri.
Exactly. And then Mankins. Do you think Vinatieri is going to beat Gronkowski? Nobody would beat Gronkowski except Tom Brady. That's it.
Correct.
So, like, this is what I'm saying. Like, you're, and then, so if you're 5 years out of the league, you have to wait. Like, McCourty's going to be up there. McCourty's probably going to pass Mankins at some point. So then you're going to get to where it's, they're going to have the same thing they're doing with, like, fucking, like, Raymond Claiborne wasn't in the Hall of Fame because, like, they just didn't have a Hall of Fame for a while. And then when they started it, they had already won a bunch of Super Bowls. So they started putting in, like, you know, their player, like Ben Coates all of a sudden, and like Drew Bledsoe, all these early stars of the team. And I don't know. It's frustrating because I bitch about it every year. And I think that, to be honest, I think that they rig it because a guy got in a couple years ago. I was like, no fucking way. He beat like Vrabel. And I'm trying to remember who it was. And it was like an old time center. And I was like, no fucking way he got it. Like in a ballot held on the internet, this guy that played in the 70s is getting in. I don't think so. I'm gonna put it down. I gotta search. I'm gonna put my mic down. You talk. I'm gonna search for the name.
Yeah, I mean, in 2040, I've got Drake May, Kyle Williams, and Will Campbell all making the Patriots Hall of Fame as active players. I've got Drake May playing 30 years. I have absolutely no doubt that he's not only going to get a gold coat and a red coat on the same day. Bob Kraft will be dead. Rest in peace. And and Jonathan will announce it.
Okay, so I think it might have been Leon Gray. Yeah, Leon Gray. I'm like, okay, we're putting Leon Gray in the Hall of Fame over Rodney Harrison. So that's like kind of like what I'm talking about.
Leon Gray, renowned great player. I know a ton about Leon Gray. Who the fuck is
he? He went to
Leon
Jackson
Gray?
State. He played 6 years with the Patriots, got inducted in 2019. I mean, that's fine. You could be inducted. I'm not saying you shouldn't be inducted.
What did he?
But to put these guys in, like, he didn't win. He didn't beat out like Richard Seymour. He just didn't do it. It's not possible that he beat him in an internet voting. You know what I mean? Like, put people in the Hall of Fame. Like, Dante Scarnecchia got put in the Hall of Fame. That makes sense. The cheerleading coach got put in the Hall of Fame. Okay. Like, Kraft, if you have the ability to do anything you want with the Hall of Fame, put in guys that deserve it that are going to have to wait another 10 years. Right now, Vinatieri is going to have to wait another, at least one more, probably two more years. Which makes no sense.
Probably.
He's going to, it shouldn't be. Oh, my God. The Knicks came back and beat the Celtics again. Tonight. They were up by, I think the Celtics were up by 15. And they just lost 91-90 again.
I mean, Boston's just a loser town. It's time for Drake May to turn the tide. That's the only chance they've
got. It's the only chance we have, really. I don't pay attention to Saugus. I don't pay attention to
You pay attention to Saugus more than anyone.
I do pay attention to Saugus. I don't pay attention to the Celtics, is what I wanted to say. But Celtics apparently stink. So they're going to have to win four games, like two in New York. I mean, they're fucking toast probably. They should beat the Knicks, but apparently they're going to lose.
Yeah, but who cares? It's like not a real sport. Nobody watches the NBA.
People seem to love it. I don't love it, but I love the Celtics when they're in the finals. Love it.
When they get to game six of the finals and they're there to clinch it, I've been watching all year.
Yeah, I know. No one loves
Tatum
it more than me.
To shoot more.
I just like the, you know, I love a good duck parade. I don't understand. How do you blow two games at home, by the way, as a fucking 91-90?
I've watched the New England Patriots blow quite a few games at home over the past.
I mean, Jason Tatum, 13 points at home. I mean, they only shot 25% from three, and that's like their thing all year. So I don't really understand. They seem to suck now. Porzingis is sick. Played 14 minutes. They better fucking turn this. They better fucking. The Knicks starters play every minute. Like, they play almost every second of the game.
That's what Thibodeau does.
Is it? I don't know. I didn't even know he was the coach.
Renowned for doing that. They blamed him for ruining Derrick Rose because of that.
Yeah, maybe they did. I mean, yeah, they were up 68-51 at one point, and they blew it again at home.
Most of what I just said was made up.
That's fine. Guy got me because I had no idea. I know Derrick Rose was he was a big player when I think either way I was just out of college at Memphis with fucking Coach Cal.
That's right. Coach Cal, proud coach of the University of Arkansas.
You went on a run this year in the NCAA tournament.
It was just me and Vincent on FaceTime for the last 5 minutes. And
watching
he was
the
like,
Hogs?
Oh, he said, this is lockup. They're one of my 17. I said, Vincent.
I remember now.
I've been watching this for 29 years. This is not over. I watched it crumble. I watched Vince's Arkansas fandom come to an end.
I just want to look at the Celtics got outscored 30-17 in the fourth quarter. That's why they lost. I mean, just insane. They fucking, again, there was like 1 second left and the Knicks scored and the Celtics stink. Well, who knows? Maybe they'll just win in New York twice. Well, I don't care. I'm just saying, I like them. I don't love
it. Because it closes down. You could probably close up shop at the office a little bit earlier than parade day.
Yeah, I mean, you love to see the parade. You love a good parade. I mean, Boston was, you won't remember, you're just a little boy. But, I mean, there wasn't a championship in town from 86 to 2001. I mean, it was dry times up here. Red Sox.
Yeah, they had a good run.
They were the top of the town, the Red Sox, and they were dog shit. Like, then nobody cared about anything. The Bruins were shit. Ray Bourque had to get traded. Celtics were god-awful. And the Red Sox were terrible, too. But then they started getting better. The Patriots were just average at best. The 90s were just a terrible time. The Bruins were the best team in the 90s, and they were not even that good. They would go.
And then Tommy won.
Then he became the king of the city.
And then the Sox broke the curse. And then the Celtics won.
Dude, all four teams won in the 2000s, right? Or maybe the Bruins won in 11. So it was 01, 04, 08, and 2011. So basically within 10 years of each other, all four of them won.
'04, you had the Pats and the Sox. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that was sick. They did that twice, I think.
And it was unbelievable, too.
They did. I mean, several times they were in the championship together. There was one or two years, like in the from 5 to like 2005 to 2011, where there was a better chance than not that all four Boston teams were going to be in the finals. Like, 2007.
Did three of them win once? Did the Celtics?
No.
Did the Celtics,
close.
Sox, they didn't.
Red Sox and Patriots made it to the finals again in 2007. And then the next year, Castle took over the Patriots. But then 2011, the Patriots and Bruins won.
Yep.
Sorry, no, they were both in it. 11 and the Celtics were in it. So that was all three. Mm-hmm. I don't know. A couple times it was like, literally, there was a chance all four of them could have made it.
Like the Sox and the Patriots winning, it means like a late October parade with a late February parade. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it was sick. I mean, breaking the curse and then the Patriots' third parade like 3 months later. I mean, it was just crazy. Everybody was going wild. And then the Celtics won a couple years later. Celtics parades are cool because like, like everybody's like super close to the fucking boats. I mean, the Patriots parades got lame. The Patriots parades when they first started were sick. They had the parade, same parade route, but then they stopped at Boston City Hall and had like a million people sitting on City Hall Plaza going crazy in the middle of winter. The Red Sox one was cool too because then they went in when they actually won, the boats went into the water. And people were throwing beers like at the duck boats from fucking 50 feet away. Kind of like the Brady Tampa one.
I'll give you credit. The Tampa Brady parade was a boat parade on your own private boat is fucking awesome.
Yeah, that looks sick. I mean, throwing the Super Bowl trophy fucking 20 feet for no reason just to be fucking drunk idiots, which I loved it.
It really is. It's such a Gronk move. Like, it's just some shit you would expect him to do.
Dude, he fucking...
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Damaged, like a they give out one super. Yeah, they give out one Super Bowl trophy a year. It's made by Tiffany's. I don't know how much it costs, but I'm sure it's not cheap. And they're not gonna make you a new one. Like, it's also the one they hand you after you win the Super Bowl. Like, it's literally. Yeah. I mean, it's priceless, right? It's the actual one they they put in your hand after you just won the hardest football game of the season. And he was just like, I'm going to bunt with it at Fenway. Edelman throws a pitch 75 miles an hour and he bunts with the football. A psychotic move. And it's still to this day there. It's the actually, I respect the shit out of it for Kraft for keeping it. He must have been so annoyed with him that day. Like,
I have a crazy question. I think you're going to – I might get kicked off the pod for this. Big Poppy or Tom Brady, the more famous Boston guy?
It's not even close. It's Brady.
Really?
Yeah. No.
I feel like it's closer than you want to admit, though.
It's close, but it's not. I mean, no, it's not like Tom Brady's other level famous. Like Ortiz and Gronkowski are on the same level. Like they're Dunkin' Donut commercial famous.
I was going to say that, and then I just wanted to be ridiculous.
Yeah. No, Gronkowski and Ortiz are like handing out munchkins at in. Dunkin' Donuts commercial. Brady's not doing Dunkin' Donuts commercials. You know what I mean? Well, he did actually. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, he might. He probably is very. He's like one step away from doing like an Altel commercial. Like, can you hear me now?
Yeah,
like,
he now. I mean, he's cashing in now. But like for years, he wasn't that guy. Like you couldn't even. Tom Brady was very hidden behind closed doors.
I have
in Boston for the last 10 years.
You remember the first Subway commercial when we saw Bill?
Another weird move.
3 or 4 years ago. I think that's when she came into the picture.
It would make sense.
I want to go back to Poppy real quick. The Boston speech, this is our fucking city. It's the greatest.
Really? I wish you could speak
well. He's the only minority that Boston's accepted. And secondly, that was an elite speech. He couldn't understand much, but that was awesome.
No, he can't speak. I mean, he lived in Boston longer than I have, and he's got you can't understand a word he said still. He's also like clearly doing something shady in fucking Dominican Republic that's being
hidden. Dude, that guy did not mean to shoot. It was
didn't
wrong,
mean to
the
shoot
guy,
the most famous
dude.
Dominican. He said, no, wait, who's this most famous Dominican on the fucking island? That's a mistaken identity.
6'5", enormous man.
He's wearing 3 World Series rings. It can't be the guy I'm thinking of. It's definitely the drug dealer that I'm thinking of. I'm going to shoot him.
So I will revert back. That's my take on Jordan. When that first Subway commercial came, that's when it happened.
That makes sense, actually. But I don't. There had to be some overlap between her and Linda then, because I feel like Linda was in there pretty late, like at least into the early 2020s. Like I mean, I don't know.
That's
I feel like
five,
she was at least at the last
like
Super Bowl.
That's like 4 or 5 years ago, dude. That would check. Wow, Linda. Yeah, Linda was around for the last Super Bowl.
2018, but I don't know. There had to be some overlap. I don't know, because like it's very odd because he still lives in Nantucket and she lives in Nantucket, and then
correct.
He's like, "Fucking weird." So I don't know how it. You never know. Like she, what a classy gal. She's not out there fucking. She could be chirping. I mean, if I was her, I'd be chirping.
I would egg Bill's house. There's a lot of shit I would do.
I mean,
house.
She could be. She's on the gram. She's active on Instagram. Like and like, unless Bill's still taking care of her and her daughters. which is certainly possible.
Her daughter's the same age as this broad.
Maybe older, which is even... They might be older.
She outed Hard Knocks with Bill at UNC was going to be awesome. And yeah. She ruined it. I hate her so much.
What is that even about? Like, they were going to do an NFL show at a college, and she wanted to be, like, the executive producer or something about it? That was her thing?
And now she's just going to try to produce her own little dumb YouTube one, I'm sure, is what's about to happen.
Yeah, Bill's going to give her the bag and say, do whatever you want to do, and she's going to try.
She's the COO of Bill Belichick Enterprises or whatever? Come on.
That's a pretty dope title, if we're being honest. I'd like to be the coup. I'd like to be the coup of BB Enterprises.
That's what you think you are because he wrote you a letter. She probably wrote that letter to be completely.
If I had the ability to turn on my house lights right now and not blind everyone on the stream, believe me, you'd see that letter.
I think she wrote your letter. I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
No, I know my friend Bill Belichick's writing. That's his writing. But she definitely gave him like the marker. Like she was there. She's like, write something nice. No, write something nice to this poor Make-A-Wish kid. She was like, no, the boy's sick. He's dying. You need to get him a letter. He's very upset.
Either went like that, or it was like he wrote three different ones. She's like, Bill, those aren't good enough, and he threw them away. Bill, that's not good enough.
That face she made. It's not that I care about her at all.
We're not talking about that.
Or his relationship in general, but I just don't like to see he's my guy. Like, I idolize that man. He's just a very strong individual. And to see him torn down by just a young girl, it's a tough fall. Like, I didn't make much of it. I hated it when it started. And then I was like, you know what? It's not so bad. Let the guy do what he wants. Now I hate it even worse than I thought I was going to hate it. It's one thing. It's very Anna Nicole Smith. It's very Anna Nicole Smith, like, literally, like, dragging a dying man down the aisle. That he was, like, fucking literally a corpse. He looked at if you look up Anna Nicole Smith's, like, wedding, Tales of the Crypt wedding. He was literally a skeleton in a wheelchair. And she's like, oh, I'm going to marry him. I love him. He was dead, like, 8 seconds later. Yeah, what it feels like.
I mean, whatever. Hopefully they win a few games.
Triumphs over evil, I say. I just don't like her whole vibe. Like, there's no way you love this guy. Like, you got to be top gold digger. I mean, she's literally she's valedictorian, summa cum laude graduate of Pizzuti University. She's literally exactly fucking. She's to the nth degree Linda Pizzuti. Like, Linda Pizzuti, she's a North Shore girl, so I respect that. But she's also a good looking Italian broad, and there's just no way. If I major in anything, it's North Shore Italians, and I'll tell you right now, she's not attracted to that John Henry one iota. But that yacht, I mean, that'll make a lot of hurt go away, to be honest. A couple sports franchises will make the hurt go away. And there's just nothing inside me that thinks, maybe I'm shallow, but Jordan Hudson is not attracted to Mr. Bill Belichick. For his
Bill looks. Has tits, man.
He's not a looker, but he's sure he's a genius. But he did all his winning like when she was in diapers. Like, his first Super Bowl trophy was before she was born. Maybe even the second and third. I don't know when she was born. She's like 25 right now.
She was born in the 2000s,
which is just even crazy. I was in high school then. Like, it's inappropriate for me to date her. I was graduating high school and she was in diapers still. That's not, like, I can't even imagine that. I mean, I think I put in terms last week. I said this, it's just these football people, and he's been in football so long that he doesn't know how to take a step back. He's, like, literally having his midlife now at 70 when it should have been 45. You know, Brady's having his now. Belichick's having his at the same time, so it's weird. It's like a 70-year-old and a 45-year-old having a midlife crisis at the same time. And, you know, for a 50-year-old, like Tom Brady, first of all, 10 out of 10 looks. And he could go and just grab a 25-year-old and you wouldn't bat an eye. But, you know,
no,
add
I mean,
25
the looks,
more years
the
to him.
Looks would add up. Like,
that's true. But women are attracted to a power dynamic and a man that's smart, some. But, like, sure. He doesn't have – Belichick doesn't have
that's
Brady money.
That's my new one. But You like my power dynamic.
Yeah, power dynamic and confidence. Cocksure.
We have no, well, man, this family, we weren't given anything you just mentioned. We're just talking from the perspective
anything
of
that
others.
Attracts anyone. There's never been I've never offered anything to anybody. My humor. I've been bald since I was 17 and a half. I had nothing but jokes, and even those are like off color jokes where people are like, this guy's kind of something wrong. Like, it's not a hit with the crowd. It's never been a hit with the crowd, is what I'm saying. No. It's like, it's a very rare individual that likes my humor. And the minute I found one, I married her. I said, you are perfect. I'm going to marry you because you get my jokes.
Right where it needed to happen.
Listen, that's Saug. It's a Saugus institution. If you're not meeting at the, I didn't even meet her there, but like, when we started dating, we met at the Kowloon at the ramp going into the bar, and I was just like, it's meant to happen.
You want to get a couple white Mai Tais and let's just talk about it.
White Mai Tais. I think we figured all out here on our first date, and we might as well just get engaged here on this fucking
tonight. Yeah,
over this. Spicy tuna roll and white Mai Tai. I don't know. Apparently, Tyler must be in disarray. He's a big Celtics fan now. He's got fucking bench seats. So
That's why he said 9:30.
Yeah, he wanted to watch the Celtics. I mean, you can watch the Celtics on your phone or not at all, like I just did.
Like, who gives a fuck? I can circle back to Twitter and be like, oh, they lost. Or if they won, I'd be like, yeah, man. I text my friends who are Knicks fans and be like, yeah, that's a tough loss for you guys.
The Knicks win. The Knicks. I mean, of all teams. It's just they're annoying too. Just they're always fucking. It's just the fans that are annoying. Still again. Fake. It's not fake, but like, Knicks are a franchise of filled with fans that think they're supposed to be rabid. That's the thing that bugs me. The Knicks haven't been good since like '92 when Patrick Ewing was fucking had a flat top, and you have to sit here and pretend like you're a rabid Knicks fan, like you've been watched them play the Orlando Magic on the road in fucking September. Cut it out. You didn't. They're not a serious team, and they don't have a rabid fan base. They're like movie fans, like the Whoopi Goldberg movie where she just
Spike
becomes
Lee.
The coach.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just fake. It's people think you should be a rabid basketball fan because New York is a basketball town, but nobody cares. They stink. They've always stunk. Their owner is the worst owner in sports. He's an odd guy.
Whose owner's looking good? The New England Patriots owner, Bob Kraft. Man,
what a guy!
Is that guy coming? He's coming up big right now. This is big for him.
Over the Belichick thing
with Bill. This shit with Bill. I've been thinking about it so much. I know I said it last podcast. This makes him. Well, he hired Mayo, so it's not great.
Net positive so far for him.
There's no way he didn't know that was going on. There's no way.
Yeah. That'll come out in the Kraft memoir. I just knew it was time to get rid of him when old Jordan was hopping around in a miniskirt. You know, she dressed like probably dressed up like she had business attire. She was like 21 and just went to like Forever 21 and grabbed like a boss bitch business suit.
Nordstrom Rack, and she got something off.
Bill gave her the bag. She went to I don't even know if it was there used to be an old whore store in the Square One Mall, which is a just a disgusting excuse for a mall. But it was a store called Tello's, and it was just club wear. And I don't even know if that's a fucking, that might be an extremely local reference to anyone from the North Shore region, but maybe they had other ones. It was literally just whore wear. There used to be a club in Saugus called The Palace, and it was so big that they tore it down, and they built a Lowe's there, and Lowe's is smaller than the fucking the size of the palace, and
now you gotta go to the banana.
That's even defunct at this point. It wasn't a strip club; it was a dance club. But every girl would go to Tello's and get their outfit like that. That's why I picture Jordan Hudson. She'd get some whore wear. She'd have no idea how to dress. She came from Maine, moved down here. Her mom opens a dildo store, and then she goes and gets lingerie dresses. She says, Bill, you need coffee.
So her and Bill were talking about. What do your parents do? My mother owns a dildo shop, Bill.
How old's your dad? Oh, he's not in the picture. Perfect.
Do you know the history of the dildo?
Yeah, exactly. Everyone does. They've fucking been banging each other with rocks since civilization started. Fucking dumb.
The whole thing. The more I look back on it, the more I'm like, there's no way that this is the Bill Belichick.
It's going to be. Oh, it's going to be. This is all going to come out like in 10 years. Like Edelman's going to finally break. Like right now, he's like still playing the company line because I think they're a lot. They're still scared of Bill as a guy, and they love him as like a friend. And nobody wants to talk Bill, out of school.
When Bill dies or disappears off the face of the earth, this is all going to come out, and it's going to be way worse than we could remember.
Yeah, I mean, I think even Kraft is protecting him to some degree. Somebody is. Like, somebody's going to write a book with stories saying, like, oh, yeah, he was getting blown under the desk instead of preparing for the Seahawks. You know, he's going to be something like,
there's a reason. There's a reason as soon as that news reporter asks the least, yeah. Like, how'd you guys meet? There's a reason she's like, we're not talking about it.
She flipped a coin and decided it was better to sign Cam Newton than sign Tom Brady back.
Cam Newton has good muscles.
But yeah, his abs. Have you seen his IG? He's so handsome on IG. The sweat goes on his abs on IG. All right, fucking
have
Jordan.
Have you seen Mac Jones's mugshot, Bill? He looks so cool.
This guy, he just screams Patriot. That's exactly what
you don't need you don't need to bring Tom Brady back. You don't need him, Bill.
He's a boomer. He's a disgusting boomer. Look at his gross boomer eyes and his boomer hair.
You don't need him, Bill. You could win without him.
He doesn't even have any tats.
This is all her fault. Honestly, I'm convinced she's been around since Tom.
I might fucking slide into Linda's DMs tonight, see if she's got any gossip for the pod. Linda seems like she's down for a good time. Like she gets a few cocktails in her. I bet you she'll spill. I bet she'd spill after a couple of. She's probably an espresso martini girl or apple teeny on the island.
Hold on a minute, boy. I can get her a canned espresso martini.
Forget about it. I don't even want to talk about that. That's great. That was one of the all time top business ideas of all. I remember that, and it is funny that like they make that now.
Yeah, he would have crushed.
I mean, if he had any...
If he would have given up.
If he had any energy to, like, do anything but make business cards. So I'm just saying this, we're talking about a story that nobody on the podcast has any idea about. But my brother, Dom, is... he's just a chronic business idea man, and he's very compulsive about... He's compulsive about everything. Like, he'll just be... One day he'll watch a YouTube video about, like, a guy... Like getting a dirt bike, and he'll be like, "Oh, I'm so into dirt biking now," and buy the most expensive dirt bike. I mean, you all know this type of person. Like he said, he was going to build it, make a cooking show, made like $1 million purchases on cameras and pots and pans. I don't think he's. I think they're still in the Saran wrap or whatever they put them in, cellophane. And one time he had this idea for, this might have been. I mean, this is probably after like Buzzball, but before anything else. And he wanted to pre-mix and can espresso martinis. And I think I told him it was stupid. I remember, and he found the business card today. And this had to be 8 years ago. And I was like, "Nah, dumb. That's stupid." And he found the business card today. And I was like, "What was that? I remember being a stupid idea." And he said, "I was espresso martinis in a can." I was like, "God damn it. My wife, I'm not even joking, was drinking espresso martini pre-mixed out of a bottle yesterday." So I'm like, Dominic could have been the guy. He could have been the fucking High Noon man, but of the espresso martini game. And I gave him no confidence. I told him it was dumb. And had he had any, gusto, he could have been a beverage millionaire by now.
We all know. I mean, come on. Yeah.
Good idea is a good idea. What are you going to do?
I'll give the boy credit. It's a great idea. It's definitely got stolen. You should sue.
I mean, listen, I'm convinced that I invented solar-powered, what do you call it? Solar-powered shingles. But I didn't have, again.
This podcast is crazy.
I don't know. Your lips don't even line up with the audio. So I'm going to post it and not give even an iota of a fuck. Now your sounds aren't even coming up.
That's all that really matters.
What did you even just say just now?
I said my mustache looks pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad. It's decent. I gotta get a better. The things that we need to do to work on this podcast are get a better studio because I'm looking at you. You got three elite bars right now. That's got to be what do you call it? That's probably South Carolina fucking internet down there.
I'm on I'm on fiber, AT&T fiber right now, pal.
AT&T. Nobody has AT&T anything anymore. That's the problem.
We have AT&T fiber down here in Charleston, South Carolina.
I don't live in Charleston. Everyone knows it. Anyway, yeah, so I mean, this is a beta test, really. This might just go on the Patreon. I don't know. Throw it up on the Patreon. Maybe I'll put it on YouTube. Fuck it. We'll see how many views we get. You keep blacking out, and I don't understand what that is. We need to get you some better equipment. And get what? Tyler on the podcast and get Vince to stop being beat up by Western Mass fucking animals. I don't know what's going on over there, but he's got to stop doing that.
Yeah,
as well.
It's crazy. I mean, that guy is also like, Vince is a big, handsome lad. We don't need him getting busted up.
His
like
nose
that.
Has already been broken several times since he's been out there. And he just doesn't, let's face it, he doesn't have it in him to be doing that.
No, he's not. When it comes to that kind of thing, he's still Cali cool.
He's too Cali. He's not ready to get rough and tough with these. These fucking Springfield youths.
No, he's not. Teens. I mean, like, he told me a story that could allegedly be true, that there were kids kicking a can pretty much in the street. He walked out there with potentially a service weapon.
I did hear that story. But that was at night. He said, I think he went out there in his undies. I'm like, uh-oh, heads up. Hold on, we got a fucking break in the action here. I got to get my friend on the, let's see. Hold on, we're going to have a fucking real, let me see if I can get this sucker on. Hold on, time out. Go on now. Gone now. Got a big hero popping in. Gone. Let's see. Who is it? Who could it be now? Who could it be? Hey, there he is. Hey, handsome. Did you watch your Celtics blow it again?
Hey, fellas.
What happened?
I mean, they stink.
I mean, this is what happened. I didn't watch it. I just a 20-point. They were up by 20 and lost again.
They missed, like, they did the same thing as last time. They missed, like, 12 straight threes in a row.
Just firing threes?
Yeah, the first game I've watched in 3 years was the last. Is all they do shoot threes?
It's the whole NBA, but the Celtics do it the most.
NBA, I mean, maybe they should have removed the three-point line. Go back to the old fucking, the old early days of the 80s, the old Larry Bird. No three-point shots.
When there was a real talent. It like Larry Bird, Pistol Pete.
Pistol Pete? That might have been man. Pistol Pete Maravich. Forget it. I mean, we were about to close up here, Ty. What's going on? You got any thoughts on the old? We were talking a little Jordan Hudson because you missed that last week. We were talking her. We talked the Edelman induction over Vinatieri for a while. You got any thoughts on the old Vinatieri missing out?
I mean, I think it makes perfect sense. This is not. Like it shouldn't be called the Patriots Hall of Fame. It should be called the people Robert Kraft likes the most.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. I mean,
and there's nothing wrong with that.
It's not. It's fine. It's just he can do what he pleases with his Hall of Fame. He can just, like, he puts Bill Parcells in when he wants, even though everyone has said, no, we don't want him. Only people that wanted Bill Parcells in the Hall of Fame was, like, old guys that still think that he created the like literally drew the Patriots from scratch, and media guys that love to have shit
on
them.
It's not even anything about Bill Parcells. It has nothing to do with Parcells, his career, anything. That was a, hey, I'm mad at Belichick, I'm going to put Parcells in.
Yeah.
This is a, hey, yeah, he's mad.
But also, we're going to skip the vote. Like, you could you could have him on the ballot and just pretend. Nobody sees the results. Like, you could.
No.
You know what I mean? You could have done this at any time.
Asante Samuel could have had Champ Bailey's career, He wouldn't even come close to getting in the Patriots Hall of Fame. It's like, oh, you want to say mean things about me? Well, that's it. You're out forever.
Yeah. Call me a Jew on a podcast or whatever they fucking say. I don't even know. Asante
that
Samuel
just sounds like that. Just sounds like our podcast. To be
yeah. I don't call him those
that
words.
Gets that might have get him in KP's Hall of Fame.
He's in the fucking. Sorry, he is in the KP Hall of Fame. Gold jacket. Goddammit.
Asante's by my bed.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like we said. It's fucking. He could do what he wants. He's gonna put himself in the Hall of Fame one day, and it's gonna be hilarious. Like, you know what? I deserve it. I deserve. Not that he doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, but just the idea that you put yourself in the Hall of Fame will be hilarious.
Oh yeah. This is literally like. It's literally just like being a kid and putting your friends, like your
people that
you're like heroes on your wall, and then you put your picture and Pop Warner up there too.
Slide like yourself in the middle. Yeah. We were all basically, we played all the same sport.
This whole thing makes all this shit with Jordan and Bill makes Bob look good. You think Bob didn't know this was going on when he fired Bill?
You think he didn't know?
Does it really matter though? Like, I don't know. I don't know what the big deal is. Like, his girl's running around. She's supposed to be a publicist. He's like, let's talk about the book. She doesn't want to talk about the book. Like, who cares about any? I don't really care about any of this. Like, he's just banging a hot girl, and he has unlimited money. And he's like, all right, you want a house? Here, have a stupid $1 million house. I don't give a fuck.
How do you
about.
Like Dorchester?
Just shut up.
Does that sound good to you?
Literally, do what you want with your dumb money. My money, I could care less. Like,
too
I'm not
much.
Use it
I,
all.
I still drive a Volvo. I get your point of view. I still think
but
that she
in his sons don't need money. They're all millionaires.
Yeah, but
his daughter
is millionaires. Maybe Steve is.
100% they're millionaires. 100%.
I would say Steve is, but probably not the other one, Brian. I would say Steve.
Brian was like
Steve was a defensive
Brian
coordinator at Washington.
Grand. Where did Brian go? He made a shit ton when he left.
He went to North Carolina. Steve was the DC at Washington.
Yeah, that's a hundred. That's a $1.5 million a year.
That's probably that's probably $1 million a year. He made that.
Yeah, but, they're wives.
But his
they're
other
wives.
Brother was like the safeties coach here for like 10 years. I don't think he made $1 million.
Yeah, that's gonna be $400,000 a year.
Way. No fucking way. It's probably like 80%. I bet you it was like 125,000.
The money's a little different when your dad's writing the paycheck.
I get it, but I mean, I would be surprised if he was being paid more than Mayo. Or definitely not more than Steve. I mean, he was the safeties coach, so he's probably, I would say he was probably making, I bet you, like $140,000 a year.
No. Because they only had like 9 coaches. They had so much money to divvy up.
That's true, but he was on the safety.
I think their net worth is all over $1 million across the board.
I need to get coaching with fucking Bill. I mean, for some reason, like, all these guys are like
eating
peanut butter sandwiches and just fucking sleeping on the floor, but like, I know, obviously, Bill's rich, but, like, coordinators are rich. Like, Josh McDaniels must have $25 million.
No. He made, like, NFL money, head coaching money twice. Josh McDaniels has, like, $100 million.
The best, to be honest, the best thing to do is to be a head coach and get fired. Because then you can get, you be a head coach, get a contract, get into, like, your second year, get fired. They have to pay you like 3 more years, and then you can get another job where they pay you like nothing, but you're getting paid double to be less of a coach.
Or like decide you don't really want to coach anymore, and then you get a big contract, and then you just have your girlfriend run around and Barrett like get to the point where the school just wants to fire you, and then they still have to give you your $100 million contract.
Yeah, that's basically what I like the fact that KP just left and didn't say goodbye. Irish goodbye the podcast. Did that what just has happened? I'll say this.
The best.
Your audio and video is 100. I mean, there's, it might as well be 1,000% better than KP's is.
I'm just on the phone. I don't
exactly.
Have
you're
headphones.
On a phone 3 towns away. He says he's got fiber optic internet in South Carolina. It was like fucking dial up idiot fucking DSL. Choppy,
I mean,
his lips didn't match up.
Yeah, it's the South. They're not.
It's a fucking windmill outside of it. It's a raccoon on a fucking water wheel outside of it running the internet. I was talking about it earlier, but it's I have no lights on because I'm trying to get the lighting right, and I like all the LED light ceiling lights make the thing too bright, so I'm just sitting in front of a flashlight. It's fucking psychotic behavior to try and get
up. Do you have a dimmer down there?
No dimmers. I don't work with dimmers anymore. No, I don't want a dimmer. I don't want you to install it either. Don't suggest anyone.
I'll be over this weekend. We'll put a dimmer in. Leave the lights on in your house when you're doing the podcast.
I don't want to do that. I like the fucking. Somehow my kids will ruin it. Anyway, how was your trips? You went so many places.
Oh, yeah. I was in Florida. I was in Austin.
Florida to Austin. That's an interesting switch. So you went with your family in Florida, and then you went to Texas for a bachelor party?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bachelor party was solid. They take you, we went to that that Lake Travis in Austin, and they literally just pull up. Everyone gets these like double decker pontoon boats with like slides off the back, and they just line them up like bachelorette party, bachelor party, bachelorette party, bachelor party, probably like 20 boats in a row. And then everyone just like drinks, you walk across the boats, like everyone knows what it is. Like,
you're connected.
Exactly what we're doing, just getting hammered. What?
You're connected? Like, are you moving or you're just out there?
No, they tie up together and then they anchor. So they're all lined up. So instantly everyone's just jumping boats. You're kind of hanging out, have a good time. In the boat next to us, there was all these girls. They were actually on the lingerie football team for the Green Bay Zippies or something. I forget some stupid name.
There's going to be a lingerie team. I mean, Green Bay has got to be the last one you want to be on.
She was the girl we were talking to was like the running back, and then quarterback was there. This was like 8 years ago though. They're washed out.
I was gonna say, lingerie football, I think, had like a shelf life of like 2-3 years. Like they thought it was risque. Yeah. It was like that's like the same people that like go to Hooters and like this is crazy, boys.
Now we're living.
Yeah.
So there's another girl, she's kind of bigger on the boat, and she was kind of a bitch. Like she was like kind of like hammered drunk, telling us to get off their boat. Like everyone's like, just ignore her. She eventually falls asleep for like 2 hours, wakes up, goes to climb the ladder, completely wipes out, hits her head off the railing, knocked out cold.
I love it.
Just no lights on. The captain didn't even go help her. He didn't even help her. He just immediately untied from the other boats.
Rolled her into
the
ocean.
And, like, our captain was, like, kind of looking at her, and her friends were. And they were gone in probably about 3 minutes. And you just know the whole boat ride home was, like, fucking Brittany. Every time we take her out.
She has too many white claws, and happens every time. Now she's going to have a welt for my wedding photos.
I didn't even want her to come. I had to. My
mom made
me.
My mom made me invite her. She's just my neighbor. I didn't even like her. She was fat and she used to throw up in high school.
It's exactly what it was. It was honestly like it was just so perfect. It was just the she stunk too.
Yeah, of course she did. That seems fun. Who was the person that got married? Saugus guy?
It's Kylie's fiance.
Oh, down. So you were good. You were the brother-in-law. So you had that's an odd scenario. You have to watch your brother-in-law and, like, don't be fresh. I'll watch you, sir. I'm watching you.
He was fine. I'm not really worried about him, but I was with my other sister's fiance, so me and him just really hung the whole time.
Yeah.
Because we're with a bunch of people we've never met before, and of course. It was good. It was a good time.
Where is he from originally?
He's from the South Shore.
With you guys. I'm marrying these South Shore people.
But he went to Bridgewater, so there's some Bridgewater, bunch of Bridgewater beers there.
Yes, yeah. Do you ever have any of the blue? That was me out there handing out the blues. You ever get anything with any of the bags with the Playboy bunny on them? That was me responsible for those.
They had one of their friends who, like, they're not really friends with anymore. They're like, oh, yeah, you remember Jared? They're like, yeah. They're like, his nickname in college was the Vacuum.
Oh, boy.
Like,
anyway, I mean, this was
might have been by the house.
This was a good beta test of a podcast. I'll be honest. I'm gonna fuck with the video tomorrow, but I'm gonna put up the audio tonight, and then I'm gonna see how the video looks. Put that bitch up on Patreon and YouTube's.
I mean, how about the views we're getting on
33 number 30 number 33 on fucking out of 100 New England podcasts? I mean, there's got to be 100,000 podcasts in New England alone. I would say
skyrocketing.
And we're number 33.
This is a big year for us.
Huge. Look, I'm trying to. I'm down to like my last. I don't even. It's actually gone. I'm just running on debt now. So if I can make anything out of this podcast, that'd be really ideal because I don't want to do anything else. I don't want to have to bag groceries or drive DoorDash.
Yeah, I mean,
all on the table though. If I can get more than $11 a year out of this pod. Trust me, I'll be living.
If Salem real estate doesn't take off in like the next, like, I don't know, 97 days, then I'm finished.
Yeah, I'm looking at my life insurance policy. Like, I mean, that would be good to have, even though I wouldn't be able to have it. Like, it looks good. Like, I mean, I'm looking for a suicide clause in that. I'd be like, is it? Would they say anything?
The family could break even if I take myself out of
They would find someone so much better than me with all that money, but much better podcast to be like the number 32 Patriots podcast. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway,
if Greg Bedard starts digging in after, that would be just
just stupid throwing the football up like he's a fucking real know-it-all football player. That picture drives me nuts. throwing the ball up like this, like he's fucking under the yearbook. About all of you. One day I'm gonna start taking this seriously because I got a sweet new backdrop to start doing solo streams after Patriots games after I'm fucking 75 Coors Lights deep. That's gonna be a hit. I don't know.
How's it gonna work if I come in the studio?
Same way. We'll just have you on the fucking other side. You'll have better lighting because there's no giant spotlights on you. You just go off your camera, off your phone. We'll just mute you and we'll do it the same way. It's going to work.
All right, done.
Anyway, yeah. So, as usual, you're going to find us at the greatest website in the world, patreon.com/MalcolmGoPodcast. On Twitter, MalcolmGoPod and Brady Disciple. KP sometimes runs the MalcolmGoPod one, sometimes doesn't. KP left the Irish Goodbye, the podcast, never before done. The first Irish Goodbye in history on a podcast. Discord.com/MalcolmGoPodcast. That's free for all. But we want you all to join the Mountain Go Podcast Patreon. Free memberships. A lot of good stuff in there. You get live streams. You'll get all the rest. We're going to be doing solo streams this year after the games of me bitching. I'm going to figure out this lighting at some point. Maybe a new mic. Maybe do a lot of stuff better. Because let's be honest, I've been really half-assing this from the start. So we'll see. Until then.
Just breaking up your exit, real quick, what I just realized, I forgot we got a D-tackle.
Milton Williams?
That's exciting stuff.
Listen, have you been on the pod? Didn't we talk about this? I forget. We talked about it last week. You weren't there.
No, we definitely talked about him, but I just saw his face this week as like the center of what we're doing this year. I was like, oh yeah, we did make a couple moves. I think they're going to be good this year. I mean, they're going to be
playoffs all day.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. So playoffs. Get on board, people.
It's Malcolm Go podcast season. Maybe we don't hear that next week. Maybe we talk about it the week after. I don't know when we're going to. It's going to be an odd. This is obviously an odd time to do anything because there's no football news whatsoever. And I got nothing to say. But anyway, subscribe to all those things I said. Tell your friends. Look at patreon.com. Look at the benefits you get. It's good stuff for you. Anyway, we'll see you. Go Pats, go. Yeah, buddy.
Do your job. All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler stepping
in. Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Brady. The pass is intercepted. It's caught by Kyle Law. 30, 25, 20, 15. Touchdown. Kyle Law picks it up and takes it to the house. Lewis. Four. Adam Vinatieri. 48-yard field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap. Ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way, and it is good.
It's good. It's good. Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal, and the game is over. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The best team in the league.
Hey, did it?
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. You're the
greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.